The Czech Republic is one of the three countries in the world that allows companies to issue anonymous bearer shares, which has long been considered a major hurdle in the fight against corruption. Czech lawmakers have now moved to end the practice, but draft legislation that would reveal bearer shares owners has been stalled in the lower house this week when it ran into subtle opposition by a group of Civic Democrat deputies. Masha Volinsky reports.
According to current laws, Czech companies can choose to issue shares to named shareholders or to anonymous owners. But as a recent survey showed, more than half of joint stock companies registered in the country are owned through bearer shares. These include firms that have won major public tenders without having to reveal who their real owners are. In the past few years, companies with anonymous shareholders have been involved in a number of scandals. For example, Prague's overpriced electronic ticketing system, OpenCard, or the failed project of electronic patient cards, EZIP. To end this practice, opposition MPs and the governing coalition were able to come together last year over a government proposal that should bring more transparency into company ownership by allowing police, attorneys, or the bodies awarding public tenders to gain access to information about anonymous owners. Although the proposal was to a large extent the brainchild of the former Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil of the Civic Democrats, his successor in the post, Pavel Blažek, has supported it as well.
The main goal of the bill is to have full knowledge of where every single crown or euro from public funds is going and who is accountable for it.
However, after having been admitted for a debate in the lower house last week, the bill seems to have run aground. Surprisingly, the plan came under attack from the ranks of the leading coalition partner. Influential Civic Democrat MP Pavel Suchánek tacked on an amendment that could potentially make the draft legislation completely ineffective. Mr. Suchánek, whose personal financial affairs have come under some scrutiny in the past, proposed that the law should apply only to newly issued shares, allowing existing anonymous owners to remain nameless and out of reach of the law. On Wednesday, the lower house decided to postpone further debate on the draft legislation. The official reason given was the absence of the justice minister, but the more likely reason was that some in Mr. Suchánek's own party were outraged by what seemed like an overt attempt to jeopardize the bill. Martin Fadrny, an analyst from the watchdog Environmental Law Service, thinks the amendment may be used by politicians with lucrative connections to big business to sink the bill altogether.
I read it as a try to complicate the game, complicate the legislative process, and maybe not to let the bill pass as all. We will see whether there will be kind of a big pro-corruption coalition, as in some other legislation. We have witnessed this situation before when the left-wing and right-wing MPs somehow found reasons why not to support anti-corruption legislation.
There is little chance that Mr. Suchánek's amendment will be eventually included in the bill, but it is also not clear if it will be passed at all once the lower house returns to a debate on the draft legislation. If it is eventually scrapped as a whole, it will serve as a major blow to the government's declared efforts to fight corruption in the country.
Masha Volinsky with that report.